أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing both Musa alayhi salam and Harun, instructed them to go to Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised them that when they approach Fir'aun, what is very important is the manner in which they convey the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised them that they should be kind, they should be gentle, they should be soft in their speech, and use such words that will make him think. يَتَذَكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى. And they then said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course they are two ordinary people in the sight of the community. Of course, in the sight of Allah, they are far greater than Fir'aun. But in the sight of community, they are ordinary people. And then Musa alayhi salam also is wanted by Fir'aun for the man that was killed at the hands of Musa alayhi salam, who was one of the security officers that belonged to the special security forces of Fir'aun. So there was that fear also that we are going to stand before the most powerful man that exists on earth. There was naturally some fear. So they said to Allah, and they are speaking of their concerns and their fears. قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ. Oh, our Rabb, indeed we are afraid. We are fearful. We are afraid. We have seen what Fir'aun can do. He had no mercy on little children. Baby boys who were born, he massacred them and he killed them. So we have seen the power that he has, and we have seen the crimes that he has committed. So we fear, what do we fear? A yafruta alayna. He will commit excesses against us. He will punish us, torture us, murder us. Oh, a yatagha. That's the one fear we have, that he will commit excesses and he will transgress the limits against our own selves. Nothing is there to hold him back from doing what he wants to do to us. That's the first thing. The second thing, O Ayyataha, O Allah, we are fearful that he will exceed limits in his rebellion and disobedience towards you. It will give him more reason now to create certain crimes and to do certain things that are in fact acts of disobedience to you. So these are the fears that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the two of them, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ. Both of you, do not fear. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. Indeed, I am with the two of you. I am with you. Of course, in Allah's help, he is with them. Allah's support, Allah's assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go, I am with the two of you. He will not touch you. He will not do anything to you. أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I am listening and I am seeing. I am observing to everything that is happening and that will happen when you stand in the court of Fir'aun. What should they say to Fir'aun when they come before him? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how we should commence a discussion of this nature. And firstly is to introduce yourself. What is your role? What is your function? Who you really are? So the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the two of them, فَأْتِيَا. Go to him. Both of you, go to Fir'aun. فَقُولَا. And both of you should say to him, إِنَّا رَسُولَا رَبِّكَ. We are the messengers of your Rabb. That is who we are. So from the beginning he understands what authority Allah has given us, what power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and also what is the objective of our mission. We have been given a task. So he opens up his comments so that there's no confusion with regards to their position and what task they have been given. He stands, both of you stand before him and make it clear as to who you are. Don't conceal your identity. Let them know that you are a Muslim. Let them know that you are a representative of Islam. Let them know exactly what your position is. So announce this, that we are the two messengers of your Rabb. Number one, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Send Banu Israel, the Israelites, with with us. Release the Banu Israel, who were the persecuted nation and the oppressed people, the Israelites at that time. He had enslaved them, even though they were born free. So number one, we need to ensure that you release the Banu Israel and you liberate them from this injustice and from the oppression. So we find that the task of a Nabi is not only to convey a message that is meant to enhance the spiritual capacity within people. That's not the only concern. But one of his primary concerns is to eradicate oppression and injustice. That is the task of a Nabi as well. Whatever injustice is committed against a community, whatever oppression is committed against a people, he will speak out against it. And he will actively work towards eradication of that oppression and that injustice that is being carried out against an individual or against a community. So number one, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Send the Israelites with us. Have them released from this injustice. وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ. Do not punish them. Don't subject them to all the punishment that you have subjected them to over the years. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ. We have certainly come with a clear sign, with a miracle from your Rabb. If you don't believe us, that we are the messengers from your Rabb, then if you ask, at your request, we can produce a miracle before you, so that we prove and we establish that we are indeed messengers from Allah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى. And they say to Fir'aun that peace be upon the one who follows through guidance. Follow the guidance, Fir'aun, peace will be with you, and you will live a peaceful life, you will have contentment, you will have satisfaction. As-salam ala man ittaba'a al-huda. Inna qad uhiya ilayna. They go on speaking of the message that they were required to deliver. Indeed, it has been revealed to us. Anna al-'adhab ala man kadhaba wa tawalla. That indeed the punishment is for the one who denies and the one who turns away. So look, this is the message, this is who we are. You are creating this oppression and this injustice. Number one, have the Banu Israel released from this oppression. Number two, you want any proof, evidence? We have the evidence to prove that we are the messengers of Allah in the form of a miracle. And then they say, listen, Fir'aun, you as an individual, follow the guidance and you will enjoy peace in your life. Then they say to him that, look, there is something like adab. If you are going to turn against what we are saying and ignore what we are saying and deny us as messengers, then listen, it has been revealed to us. We have received this information from Allah that anna al-adab, that the punishment is certainly for the one who denies and who rejects the message of Allah and the one who turns away. Now, something that we need to note over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Harun and Fir'aun, to Musa alayhi salam and Harun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the two of them, that when you go in front of Fir'aun, speak gently, kindly, right? Speak to him using soft words. And here they are telling him of what? Punishment. We learn something from this, that reminding people of the punishment of Akhirah is not going against the demands of being gentle and kind. In fact, warning people of the punishment of Akhirah. Some people misinterpret this, that when you give da'wah now or when you speak to people, don't tell them about azab and don't tell them about Jahannam and don't tell them about the fire of Akhirah. Why? Because Allah says you must speak gently and kindly. Speaking gently and kindly does not mean you shouldn't warn them of something that they could face some unfavorable consequence. In fact, that is part of being compassionate. That is part of being kind. That is part of being gentle, to warn a person of the evil consequences that he may face as a result of the deeds that he performed. Yes, the tone and the mode of expression and how you say it, that is very, very important. Don't tell the person you are going to Jahannam, or you will suffer in the fire of Jahannam, or you will be admitted into the fire of Jahannam. Now, that's not the right mode and expression. But you tell the person, listen, Jahannam exists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of Jahannam. It's a reality. It is my concern that I have for you that you do not go to Jahannam. It is my love that I have for you that you are not admitted into the fire of Jahannam. Qal, when Fir'aun heard this, all this talk, and the khutbah that they had delivered, He says, فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Musa, if you have denied my divinity, and if you claim you were sent by some Rabb, by some Lord, فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, then identify or tell me more about this Rabb of yours. Who then is your Rabb? He could not believe that there is a Lord or a God or a supreme power that enjoyed more power than he had enjoyed. قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. What a beautiful answer Musa alayhi salam gives him. Musa alayhi salam says, my Rabb is the one who gave everything its shape, meaning who created everything, gave everything its shape, and then gave everything its guidance. Now, he mentions such a thing about his Rabb that Fir'aun could not do himself. So he's stunned. My Rabb is the one who created everything, who gave everything its shape, its form, its creation. And after giving it shape, form and creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave it what? Allah programmed it. So Allah created the sun, and then Allah gave the sun its guidance. Of course, that guidance that the sun has, that the earth has, that the clouds enjoy, that every other creature and creation of Allah enjoys is different from the guidance that you and I enjoy in the form of revelation, prophethood, Quran, Islam, and so on and so forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, and then Allah has programmed that thing to act in a certain way. You will find that everything, every species, or every animal or creature that belongs to a certain species will behave like every other unit or every other entity within that species. Why? Because Allah has programmed that entire species to act in a certain way. So this is what Musa alayhi salam tells him. He highlights something that he, Fir'aun, is incapable of doing. He says, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Our Rabb is the one who gives everything, خَلْقَه, its creation, its shape and its form, ثُمَّ هَدَى, and then he programs it and guides it to behave and act in a certain way. May Allah grant us the understanding.